This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The name to know today in corporate America is Dara Khosrowshahi. He is, at the moment, the CEO of the travel website Expedia. He has been offered, though, a different and somewhat bigger challenge running Uber as it gets itself out from under a barrel full of scandals. We got the new host of Marketplace Tech, Molly Wood, on the phone to make me smart about this. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai.
All right. So this guy is, I guess you could call him a sort of an unconventional choice, not a tech guy, not a big name guy. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly hope he isn't coming in thinking, I am so excited as the eighth choice for Uber right. CEO to take the reins here. Because, you know, obviously all of the attention and press was around the big names that they were trying to get, Jeff Immelt and Meg Whitman. What he is, it sounds like, is a really good manager. And someone who, at least according to some studies, is extremely likable in the CEO world. And frankly, the benefit of being lesser known is that the expectations won't be so set. You won't have people like us trying to plot his every move before it even happens based on all that we know about him.
Do you believe that, and I suppose you have to, because otherwise would he have taken the, why would he have taken the job? But do you believe Travis Kalanick is going to get the heck out of the way now?
I think that that is the only question that matters here in some ways. It will be so hard to effect actual change at Uber if Travis does not step aside and let that happen. And obviously, there's some really high profile battling about that right now. It's become increasingly clear that he's been involved in every step of this process. But you have to believe that this guy feels like he can handle it.
Right. So to that end of he can handle it, here's the deal, right? He doesn't need the money because he's doing fine at Expedia. He doesn't necessarily need this job because he's doing fine at Expedia and he's got the backing of Barry Diller. I saw online today, and I can't remember where, otherwise I would have credited this person, that what Khosrowshahi has decided to do here is take on the most difficult CEO job you can think of in this economy right now. What do you make of that?
Yep. There was always going to be a candidate for whom it was too tasty an opportunity to pass up. It's like the climbing Everest of the CEO world at this point. And so for someone, you know, and for him, it's not a trap. You know, somebody like Meg Whitman might have said, look, there's a whole glass cliff situation built in here. It's just something where if he does a great job, there is only upside. And look, the underlying fundamentals of Uber's business are still really strong. There's every reason to believe that this significantly increases the possibility of an IPO and a you know, potentially $100 billion IPO. And if it all falls apart, nobody's going to blame Khosrowshahi. They're going to blame Travis. So I think he probably thought it's worth a try.
Molly Wood, she is the brand new host of Marketplace Tech. Molly, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kai.
One quick follow. We had Dara Khosrowshahi on the program back in March for our series Conversations from the Corner Office. You can check it out at marketplace.org or on the Corner Office podcast.